This is Cook County School News. Hi, this is Kay Borud, school nurse at ISD 166. Once we get to the November mark, the cold and flu season has begun. A common question I get in the nurse's office is my child well enough to go to school? Parents should be aware of these general guidelines. If your child has a fever of 100 degrees or more, they need to stay home from school for 24 hours without the use of fever reducers. And likewise, if they vomited or had diarrhea, they also need to stay home for 24 hours. And any unusual rash that you don't know where it's coming from, you need to check with your family physician before you send your child to school. And sometimes if your child is ill, it's just best to keep them at home to let them recuperate there. Probably the most common illness that I see here in the school nurse office is the common cold. That includes sneezing and a runny nose, watery eyes, and just a generalized not feeling well. And your child is still able to go to school. However, there are times where it's best to leave them home, particularly when they're coughing and have a lot of discharge from their nose. Another common illness is influenza, and this is a more severe illness. This includes chills, body aches, headache, fever, sore throat, runny nose, cough, and possibly a stomach ache. If your child has the flu and they are running a fever or they've had any diarrhea or vomiting, then keep them home a minimum of 24 hours. Another common illness is here in the school nurse office is pink eye, and that is a red, irritated, itchy eye. There may be some pain, and there may be clear or thick drainage from the eye. Then the best course of action is to take them to your physician and have them evaluated, and then they need to stay home. If they are being treated for pink eye, they need to stay home 24 hours. And then also a call to the school nurse office is beneficial because sometimes I need to give out notices alerting other parents what symptoms to be looking for. And finally, another common illness that I see in the nurse's office is that of strep throat. Your child may have a real sore throat and a headache, a stomach ache, and If you have a rash with strep throat, this could be scarlet fever. So it's advised to go to your doctor and have that throat culture performed. And your child may not return to school until antibiotics have been taken for at least 24 hours. If your child must take medication at school, written permission from a physician and your parent signature is required. If you have any questions, I invite you to give me a call here at the School Health Service office. My number here is 387-2271, extension 116. That number again is 387-2271, extension 116. So in regard to all of these different illnesses we talked about, it's important to remember that good hand washing stops the spread of many communicable diseases and prevents its transmission from one person to another. Please remember to use good hand washing using soap and water and scrubbing together for 20 seconds. So parents, let's work together to keep your children healthy and in the classroom where they learn. Thank you for listening to Cook County School News.